The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations knew that the call for more sanctions against North Korea was a non-starter in the face of opposition by China and Russia. But Linda Thomas-Greenfield used the Security Council meeting anyway to highlight the aggressive series of what she said were 17 North Korean ballistic missile launches so far this year, at least three of which were intercontinental missiles, two hypersonic, and two described as a new type of missile for tactical nuclear weapons.
Two council members have argued that council restraint will somehow encourage the DPRK to stop escalating and instead come to the negotiating table. Clearly, silence and restraint have not worked.
China's representative blamed the U.S. for the impasse in negotiations with the North, saying the U.S. failed to reciprocate for positive actions North Korea did take. The Russian representative also blamed the U.S. for ignoring what she called positive signals from the North.
We'd like to remind our American colleagues that negotiations are a two-way street. It is completely pointless to expect unconditional disarmament from Pyongyang with the threat of tightening the vise of sanctions and with guarantees of promises that aren't backed up.
United Nations investigators have in the past warned that the economic harm caused by sanctions on North Korean exports risks causing a humanitarian crisis in the country. Kenya's representative made the same point.
It is disturbing that the provocations are happening against a backdrop of deteriorating humanitarian situation, with the DPRK experiencing the second worst drought in 40 years. We encourage the DPRK to prioritize the needs of its people over militarization. Meanwhile, all other concerned parties should spare a thought for the humanitarian plight of approximately 11 million DPRK citizens in need.
Most analysts believe North Korea will not agree to give up its nuclear weapons so long as it feels threatened by the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. The U.S. and South Korea recently wrapped up 2 weeks of war games in the region. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.